non mi sembra di farlo un
But the last thing we talked about was the difference between the Tzura HaNedelis and the Tzura HaMutbas B'chaymer, which roughly means if your man is composed of a guf and a neshama, and some men look at themselves like a neshama, the guf is something which they use to act within this world. So that means that the set. Oh, thank you so much to Darva. Should be blessed. So that means that the neshama is above. The neshama is above, and the neshama has a guf that it animates, and the guf does what the neshama wants it to do. And the neshama is not stuck with what the guf wants. The neshama is separate. It doesn't get attracted by what the goof wants it to be attracted to. Come in. So that's the Tzura HaMuvdelis, and that's, you know, that's the way you want. If you want to direct traffic, so you do it from a traffic helicopter. If you're in the middle of the traffic, you can't see the whole picture and you can't tell people where to go. So you have to get into some type of vehicle, a position, that you're above the problem. You're above the morass. Then there's the Tzura HaMudbas B'chaymer, that, of course, everyone knows that they have a soul. Nobody's that unintelligent. They think that they don't believe in the existence of the soul. It's just that they identify with the body as the body is the person, and the soul is just there in order to enable the body to get what it wants. Nebuchadnezzar, in his dream, he saw Rashi did the Hava, he saw a golden head. That was him. And he said that a golden head, the main thing about a golden head is the gold. You know, some artists might have etched in some lines on the head to make it look like a head. You know, they'll put 2 points for the eyes and a little squiggle for the nose and a smiley face. Oh, it's a head. But it's gold. It's gold. There's etchings in the gold. But what makes it is not the etchings. What makes it is the gold. And that's what he saw. So he saw the Abba Malchuyas. He saw the four Malchuyas. They represent all of Malchus in this world. All the Malchus of the Gentiles in this world. That the Iker of the Malchus is the body. And there might be some tzura, some form to it, to make it interesting. You know, it should look like something. But the value is the metal, the metal content. We're not talking about Picasso, that the main, the metal content or the materials to make it up is secondary. I'll go gold, a little bit of scratchings on it. That's what we're holding. Can you not tell a maker? You have a hunk of gold that's on top, and the tellum is not the iker. It's etched out on the gold and the silver, and it's a iker cloth. It's not the iker. Kaki is the farish, ki bevadi mashur dal mochias b'tzalam adam. He says that he saw one being made up of four different types of metal. Because Eilu Dal Machuyas, they're the four kingdoms. It's just a moment of explanation. There's a lot more than four kingdoms in the world. These four kingdoms are unique among all the Gentile kingdoms, because they were all nothing and they got their Malucha from Klal Yisrael. When Nebuchadnezzar became king, he was the first king of the Kasdim. The Kasdim are the Babylonians. He was the first one. The Kasdim dynasty lasted for three generations. And the ones after Nebuchadnezzar didn't last more than a year or two. Avamorodach and Balshatzar. He started, the second year of his reign is when he started a war against Yerushalayim. And then he became huge and great. And he snatched the crown away from Yerushalayim. The Malchus of the Olam was by Malchus Beis David. Yoyakim was the first Malach. He fought Yoyakim, he fought against, he conquered him, then Yoyakim, and then Tzidkiyahu. There were three kings at the end of the Purban. So he took the Malchus away from Yoyakim. And then he put Yoyakim's son in as a king. So that was Nebuchadnezzar's flunky. And by doing that, he became king of the whole world. Because he was a nobody, he was a nothing. The customer did nothing. So where did he get the Malchus from? He swallowed Pius of Malchus, and now he has what they used to have. Parsa Madai, nobody's. But they captured Babel from Balshatza. They captured Babel. They had war, King Dayavish waged war against King Balthazar of Babylonia. He took the crown away from him. But whose crown was he taking? He was taking the Jewish crown. Because Belshazzar of Babylonia only had a crown because his grandfather captured the Jews. So the Persians were taking the Jewish crown. And the Greeks took the Alexander the Great. He took the Jewish crown from the Persians. And the Romans, they didn't even have a script. They didn't have their own language. They were so unlettered and uncultured. And they took the Malchus away from the Ivanim. So these four kingdoms all share this in common, that the Malchus is Klal Yisrael's Malchus. The other nations, they have kings. They're not counted. These are the four Malchus that they are replacing Klal Yisrael, or they're trying to replace Klal Yisrael. And each one of them opposes Klal Yisrael in a different way. They're like Dal Keichas Adam. Lachadu Keich Gufni. So Keich Gufni, the Maral calls it the Keich Gufni. And it's not a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing. So Keich Gufni, it's what instills life in the Guf. It's the part of the Neshama that instills life, that the Guf lives. Does it do anything? Does it want it? No, it just lives. It is. It's alive. So Keich Gufni. Hasheni is Keich Nafshi, and there's a higher Keich. That's a Keich that has it's attracted to things. Keich Nafshi is, it's capable of jealousy, and love, and hatred. So it does more than just live. It actually could go towards something. It wants something. It's going to go towards it. If somebody else has it, they'll knock him off of it. That's a Keich Nafshi. Does it make a lot of sense? No. There's no seichel to this Keich. That's a Keich Nafshi. Keich Zafki Yugamkin Kegub Shalodam. It's part of the person. Ain't a mutba Keich Begufa Kemosha Keich Lebneza. It doesn't have the same relationship with the body as the first Keich. The first Keilach has a direct connection with the blood in the body. There's a Revius Dhamma Tantas, the Revius Dhamma in the body, that the Chiyas, the Ikka Chiyas of the mesh comes from this Revius. By an animal also. The Chiyav Karas for drinking the blood of the animal. The Chiyav Karas for drinking the blood of an animal. That's only the Revius that shoots out by the Shkita. It comes out. It's the blood that shoots out. The Dam Shebevarim is not the same Chiyav. So the Nefesh, the life force, has a Chibur with that Revius Dam. There's a very strong relationship with the blood. What the Maral calls the Keich Beguf, that's the Ruchniyistika spiritual part of the soul that has a connection to the physical blood. At some point, there's a connection. And the blood is physical, and this part of the soul that we call Keich Beguf is not physical, and they stick together. And that's how the blood has life in it. the blood receives life from a spiritual soul directly. They're connected. And then the blood instills life in the rest of the body. So that's called mutba beguf, the kayak shabaguf. The kayla kaneshama, which is the kayak shabaguf, is mutba beguf. It is angizunken in the guf. Right. Angizunken. Sunken in. Mutba. Angizunken. The part of the neshama that's responsible for the emotions, likes and dislikes and jealousy and hatred, so that's part of the person, but it doesn't have the same relationship with the body. It doesn't provide life to the body. Once the body has life, so it gives a character to that life. So it's one step removed. Because the first chelik, which is called the kayak shebaguf, that takes a dead body and gives the body life. This second chelik, which we're calling the kayach nafshi, so then that gives character to a live body already. That affects a live body. But the first chelik is connected to a dead body and makes the dead body live. And the second chelik says, okay, there's a body that's alive. Does it want anything? Not particularly. Oh, so we're going to have this live body want something. So it's the second chelik of the neshama is connected to a body and a soul. And the first chelik of the neshama is connected just to the body. It's not the same relationship. The gimel is the chelik ha-sikli. That's the part of the soul. That's logical. It's capable of logical thought. It can express logical thought. It's totally removed from the goof because it doesn't want. The kayak seichel doesn't want. The kayak seichel knows. The chelik is called nefesh and the chelik is called kayak if they want. And they want. Is it good for them what they want? Not necessarily. They just want. They want because they want. But the kayak seichel doesn't have wants, it knows. This is good, this is not good. I want it because it's good, not because I want it. So that's why it's totally removed from the body. What's the top chelik? Seichel. What's the melech over the person? If you had to pick one of three, what's the melech? So you would say the seichel. But the seichel is not the melech. It would be nice if it was. If the seichel would be the melech, then we would have number three. You got that? The seichel is the chelik that's most roy, that's most befitting to be the melech, but it's not. You know how it is that the ones in charge aren't the ones that are always the most qualified. They're the ones with connections. It's not, you know, you're sitting under your
lap. Saying something about you.
It's the most logical part of the person. It doesn't make mistakes. It doesn't have the power to rule. You could have a wise man that he doesn't have the proper character to impose his will on others. He could be very smart, he could be very wise. Anyone that comes to him is going to get the right advice, but he just doesn't have the ability to mold things and to shape things. And he's saying this is about a chelik of our neshama. It's a chelik of our neshama that it's not empowered with the ability to enforce its will on the other parts. This is a tremendous insight. That's why we make so many mistakes. If we would consult our seichel, we'd always get the right advice, but the seichel can't make us consult it. And that's why we can make some very, very big mistakes. We use this lashon, Eina kol kach mem shalav hakayach. It doesn't have the ability to rule. The chelik and neshama called seichel does not have the kayak to rule. Lepika kach said Eli Malkis. Now you're going to understand his dream. Ki kayak ha-nafshi is the second chelik. That's the chelik that animates a person. He's not just sitting in a hospital bed hooked up to an IV, being alive. You know, that's the first chelik. The first chelik is What's he doing? Nothing. What does he want? Nothing. Where is he going to go today? Nowhere. So what's he is? He's alive. He's alive. That's the Kayach Paguf. But the Kayach Nafshi is more than that. The Kayach Nafshi animates the one that's alive. Now what does it animate him to do? What he wants. Is it always good? Not necessarily. But he's doing something. The Kayach Nafshi, Kayach Payesh, it's active. I told you, in the words of the Nefesh HaChaim, this Kayalik is called Ruach. Because Ruach is something that's animated, it moves. Because you're there, because
you're there. Animals have this
Kayalik? Oh, no. Well, you know, they definitely have what we call Nefesh HaBahamas. And Nefesh HaBahamas, animal can make decisions on instinctive levels.
We can't feel.
They have emotion.
They don't have emotion?
They do have emotion. They have emotion. So they have something along these lines.
So they should have a cough option.
Yeah. They have emotions. They have love, they have loyalty, they have anger. They feel, you know, they could feel a threat. They know when the weather's going bad. So the melech of the person are his drives. The vikli yeslit on kayak nafshi and amakas harishen. Kamakas harishen elech hashivis and mershal b'yeser. Kamesha amel of Daniel ant malka melech makai. So Babel is connected to this kayak. That's the way the Maral holds. Babel is connected to this kayak, and this kayak is called the Chelek HaNefesh. The Chelek HaNefesh is the kayak that's between the kayak beguf and the seichel. I remember we talked about this before, that the Maral makes a parallel between the Chelke and the Shama and the three Averes of Kinnatai and Kavod. Kinnatai and Kavod Metzinus on an island. So this would be connected Kinna. Kinna is an emotion. Jealousy. Be connected Kinna. No. Nefesh. Oh. Kayach Nafshi. I called you Nefesh. Kayach Nafshi. The Chayra. It's Pile. The Pile means it does things. It accomplishes things. It gets up and does things. It doesn't just sit there wanting things to be brought to it. Let's destroy the base of English. That's Kina.
Nakas.
It's also
the emotions. Illogical emotions.
I hate the Jews. Kina's illogical?
Could be. Independent of seichel it is.
Such as
Nebuchadnezzar. The kaka magamkin dinir b'marashin is unto Russia the dahava. You're the golden head. So you called Nebuchadnezzar, you're the golden head. You are the golden head. The kaka amar. The gafin dinesher law. The beast that represented Nebuchadnezzar had wings of a nesher. A nesher is either an eagle or a hawk. Either way, it's something that flies very high. So a nesher should be gaiva. It's above. A nesh, like a hawk or an eagle, is above. Kamar shispayer, v'zeu k'neged ha'chelak ha'nafshi sheba'adam. The chelak ha'nafshi sheba'adam is above. It's not as eingesunken, sunken into the person, as the k'ech shebegov, shekayach maishal. And it's above, because it rules, just like an eagle rules. V'yimachas ha'shen yimachas l'adai. Persian media, what's that? That's k'ech gufni ba'adam. K'ech's pakas ha'rishen. So he proves the Persians, their culture, what their makeup is very low on the spiritual scale, very elementary, very basic. The Persians, the Ivanim are the highest, the Persians are the lower, the Babylonians are in the middle. So let's talk about the Persians. This would be Taiva. Taiva is the lowest. Someone has a Taiva, it doesn't do anything. Bring everything to me. Taiva, a blob sitting and waiting for everything just to come to it. A big blob with a big mouth, all open, and people walk by and toss things into it. So why would he say that about Mada? What is it about Mada that he would say that? Chodin Kayach HaGuf HaZir Shul Olam Chaser. The Kayach HaGuf, the nature of the Kayach HaGuf is it has this need to be filled with something. Mekabel Tamid, and it always receives from outside itself. So this kayak never goes out to the store to buy something for itself. It sits there with a sign, give me a quarter for a sandwich. And waits. And just sits there wanting and wanting and wanting until someone comes and puts something in there.
Had a huge army.
That's Persia. See, Ben Zariah. This is Lakakam Daniel Amalko Zeb, Ara Keva Akre Tanid Demi Ladov. So Babylonia is like an eagle or a hawk. And Persian media like a beer.
A deer?
Beer. No, beer. Right. So brings the Gemara in the Sakas Kedushin. Rabbi Amo Beperak Asar Yechsen. Taf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Ba'arecheva Akre, I saw another wild beast, Tinyana, a later one. Dami L'dayv, like a beer. Tanei Yisrael Eliparsiim, these are the Persians. She'eichlim, they eat, v'shaisim k'dayv, they eat and drink like a beer. V'shabalim k'dayv, they're like, I'm fat like a beer. They have a lot of basar. V'shabalim, they have a lot of basar. Like a beer. Megadlim sar kadayv, and they're very hairy. Like a beer. Ve'en la menucha kadayv. They never rest. Pesham revachshim tamid, why do they have no menucha? Because they always want. And when you always want, when one always wants, then they never have menucha. Pesham revachshim tamid, they always live leah, they want to absorb. Kachamidasan, it's the Mida, the culture of the Persians that they always want to absorb. They want to just engulf and absorb and swallow. It's very low, it's very low. That's all they want.
How did they conquer the whole world that way?
They conquered the whole world that way.
How?
Because for the sake of swallowing, they will do things. But ultimately, they're going to get to swallow everything. So they'll go out, and Jordan's asking, where did they get the will to conquer? Because they will go out and conquer if the end result is they'll have more to swallow. It's worth it for them. So they're going to take a mida, a bubble. They're going to adopt bubble's mida temporarily in order to get more for them to swallow. They have limited swallowing stuff. So they want to have more swallowing stuff. So they'll take Bubble Sword up, conquer the world, and then go back to Swallow. Tzatzim Gil's Esther. We also my Melech HaKashverish Masa L'Ord V'Yam. HaKashverish Levy Taxes. Uma Ba HaKasim Zal Leimer. What's the Pasuk coming to teach us? Masha Amish is Sam HaMelech Masa L'Ord. Why would that interest us? Why is that part of Kisvei HaKadosh? The HaKashverish levied a tax against the lands and the islands. What difference does it make to us as human beings? Why do we need to know that? What Yir Shamayim is there from there? You have to know the petty Persian bureaucracies. Rak Shabbat Leimer Shekoza Kayak HaKashverish. The Pasuk is teaching him up. The Pasuk is holding up an example of what HaKashverish's nature is. He's devoid. He's like a bottomless pit inside of Achashverosh that's constantly seeking to be filled and it's never satisfied. So that's why he put taxes. He made taxes because he can't not make taxes. He has to have input. Things have to come into him. So it's not even because he needs the money. It's not because he needs the money. It's because everything has to get swallowed by him. That's what he is. He's a swallower. He's an engulfer. That's a Malchus Shnia. That's what the Malchus is all about. V'chein Amar Daniel Zay Zechaya V'chein Amin La Kumi Akli Basasagi. That was Chaya that Daniel saw in the dream. The Chaya got up and said, let's eat a lot of meat. All you could eat meat. Or you could eat sushi. They like sushi. The Persians love sushi. Achashverosh had a sushi table at his mishteh in Shushan.
Really easy, man.
He had three different types of sushi. V'chein Amar Achashverosh, the Gemara, he puts the Gemara in Sex Megillah. Rabbi Hanina Amr Shakol Nasa Rosh and Biyamu. Achashverosh, the last syllable of Achashverosh is Rosh. Rosh means poor. He's called Achashverosh because in his times everyone became poor. Because any wealth and riches went and was absorbed and swallowed by Achashverosh. He was a vacuum machine. He sucked out the value. The valuables of every person in his kingdom. Whooshed it all in. So Achashverosh. Rechazah Sharatza Lamas Nashim Tavasa Agufnes. He's got a taiva. It's a taiva that won't be denied. So Yada Haman Inin Achashverosh. So when Haman figured out who this is, so he figures he could buy the Jewish people. Why? Because he's going to give them a lot of money. Like Achashverosh said, why should I do that? Why should I give you the Jewish people? And Haman said, because I'm going to give you money. Oh. Ratzel Gamke, Shiyim Kal Yisrael, Bad Kassar, Zayin Yim Kayak Achashverosh. That's, Haman knew Achashverosh. He knew what he was dealing with. V'zei Yechash Shalom Bala Yisrael. So Achashverosh would swallow what he likes to swallow, and Haman would swallow what he likes to swallow, and there'd be no Jews left. If Nika Achashverosh, Tamid Chavetz of Leia, the constant. Tamid means he never had to die, he never took a break from wanting. He went from want to want. He had no menucha. Sounds like he's taking an Israeli kid into F.A.O. Schwartz or Toy Story in America. You will never do it again. Because an Israeli kid especially, they go from one to the next. You can't, they never stop. They don't stop. As I said to you before, never take kids to a store. All you're going to hear is, we want more and more. Tomorrow. Vicky Akashverosh, Tamid comes and he always wants. So Haman says, if he wants the Jews, so then he has to fulfill Achashverosh's wants. Achashverosh will do anything as long as he gets what he wants. And he wants cash. the Maisa. But now he's quoting a shtickle which is in the Sefer Achadosh on Purim. He brings the shtickle, it's over there. He says, if he talks about the transaction, it's a very interesting comment by the Maral. The Haman offered to give Akashverus a seris alaf from Kikar Kasef. It's a tremendous amount of money. We once made a cashman how much that is. And Akashverus turned it down.
Much?
We talked about the amount of tons. Yeah, like tons and thousands of tons.
That's a lot of tons.
Many tons, lots of tons. Tons of silver. Akashverus said, Akesef Nasun Lach. The money is given to you, Haman. Now, when we learned Megillas Esther, you know, we're 8 years old, so we learned that Akashverus refused the money. Haman wanted to give it to him, but Akashverus refused the money. But the Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says, Akesef Nasun Lach. Akashverus is giving Haman a present. That means he did take it. And then he gave it to Haman. If he was planning on giving it to Haman, why did he take it?
Yeah. Like getting around some taxes or something.
Velayshen and Nireta Kesar. He told Haman, don't think I don't want your money. I want everything, including your money. I want. That's all I do is want. I'm going to take it because I want it. But I'm going to give it back to you. I'm not going to hold on to the money. Because it's a tremendous embarrassment for him to take money in exchange for one of your people, one of your nations. So he had no choice. He couldn't take that money.
But why did he take it then?
At the same time.
But he had to take the money.
He had to take the money.
So Avatar Kasser, he loved money so much. Hey, Makabla, he had to take it. But he also had to give it back.
Doesn't that show worse? That would have been a worse life?
Yeah, but no one knows that.
Privy to
the secret now. What happened to Akashverus? It says, it's a gnai to take the money and give over a nation for to be killed for money, so he couldn't keep it. Because of Abba Zakezra Yimakabu, he had to take it. So Morale is saying that there was no way that Akashverus could turn down that money.
Why do you care though?
He's a taiva to absorb, and if you have a taiva, someone has a taiva to absorb, there's a large sum of money, then you can't push it aside. On the other hand, once he gets it, he can't keep it because it's a design for him. So Akashverus took it, kept it, and then gave it back. That's a kesef of nasanach. This is an insight to this Kayach HaNefesh. It's not very logical. You know why it's not very logical? Because it's got no kesher to logic. To take something just because you want it, even though knowing you have to give it back, is not logical. What's the point? The point is I have it. I got it. I'm going to keep it. It's mine. I have it. But you're going to give it away. But right now I have it. It doesn't matter. That's a logical conclusion. What's the point in taking something that you have to give away? This has nothing to do with logic. It's coming to me. I want it. I want to absorb it. I want it to be part of me. So that's very makusher to the body. We explained this in the Sefer Achadosh. Klaladov, what's the general rule? Ki inyan malchus hashniya shayu chafetz v'reitza l'vlei ha'kol. That the malchus hashniya wants to absorb everything. So who's that? That's parsa madai. Parsa madai only acts in order to absorb. They don't act out of spite. They don't act out of anger. They don't act out of, you know, they just want to absorb. The more absorbing, the better. Just absorb. Just like a beer. What's the next one? So we have Bava, we have Paras and Mada. Rasa Daniel, Kenamar, like a number, in other words, like a panther. If the Kimakas have connected Kaylik, a Gimel Shem Adam, Kaylik Gimel Asecho. And a number, like a panther, is connected to Kech HaSeichel. So Malchus said, how you buy a Chachma of Atuna? This Malchus was wise. When she's born, 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 that's what they asked for. When she's born, she's born, Yavanim, you could tell from the Yavanim what it is they were up against. Gracious Baya. The Yavanim are Mavakish Chachma. That's what Yavanim do. That's what they want. They want to amass wisdom. And they amassed a tremendous amount of wisdom. A lot of it we still have. Lakachi, nice and bright to Malatera, Lavata Samishan. That's why they couldn't stand. The Yavanim couldn't stand. The Klai saw his terror. Ki loy ha yoretz im shtiya chokma v'prat. Shu yesh ha chokma v'yesh ha yeyna min ha chokma nishm shayel lahem. They don't want Klai Yisrael to be in possession of a chokma, which is way beyond, way above anything that they have. The Yavanim couldn't tolerate that. Isn't
that like the Septuagint and stuff?
Should we think about it? I don't know what depends what kind of
How could you be so into beauty and
so stuff? They wanted the Torah by them. They translated it to Greek.
Right, so then why did they come and get it also? They knew they still didn't have it.
You know a lot about these Yavanim, don't you, Chaim?
Yeah.
What's going on? You're a Hellenist, aren't you?
Translating the Torah in Greek affects the way the Torah is by everyone, even the people in Klai Yisrael. Until they translated into Greek, there was no way of taking something which is in Shemayim and translating it into mundane, ordinary wisdom. The Greek language is very the Greek language has the ability of taking heavenly things and expressing it in physical terms. And that's what they did when they translated the Torah into Greek. They took the Torah and they lowered it. They made it lower. It was a black day. The Gemara was a black day. They lowered it. Because now the Torah can be learned.
Did they try doing that by the Talmud also?
Some of them wanted to make Pesachus. So Yavanim, they want to take all the Chachma away from Klal Yisrael. The only their Chachma should be the Chachma.
So that's what they wanted?
And that's why they were making...
They wanted just the mass wisdom, or they wanted that all the wisdom... They
should be at the top of the top of all wisdom.
So once they translated the Torah, what did they care? Did they still realize that they didn't have everything, or...
They failed. Kanaka knocked them off. You know, they were gradually, you know, bringing Klal Yisrael to the state that there's nothing special about them, and nothing special about the wisdom, because the wisdom could be translated into Greek, and any Greek could be able to pick it up and understand it. But they failed. They failed, yes, that dreidel. Lay Ritzim Shatiya Chachma, Refetcha Yesa Chachma, Yesa Yenim and Chachma Nushis. We're talking about a Chachma, it's above that of mankind. Shayilam Kamashi Atayashi Chachma Lakal. The Chachma Zeshi Yalakal is Shaykh Al Umay. Kamosho, Mavaya, Bemedrish, Rechena Bemedrish. This is a Pasuk in Eicha. Depending on how you read the Pasuk, it gives over a different message. It says, Malka v'sarea bagayim ain't tyra. That there's kings and there's nobility. Bagayim, but by the gayim ain't tyra. There's no tyra by the gayim. And we talked about a guy that learns tyra, he's like a kayin gadol. Remember that? Yeah. Malka v'sarea bagayim ain't tyra. Im yem lecha adam yesh chachma bagayim tamin. Is the wisdom by the guy and believe him. Hashem punishes Edom, he's going to cut off all the chachamim. Vice dies. There are chachamim in Edom. But for me, Harisav. Yesh tebegayim al tamin, but say, Makam surah begayim ain't terror. There's no terror by the guy. So that's what Jordan's bothered with. How could a guy learn terror and be next to like a Kohen Gadol? If he's a guy, there's no terror. I would answer to you, he's a schwacher guy.
Who?
He's a schwacher guy. He's like a weak, deluded guy.
Who?
There's some, you have to be chayish. You have to check his yichas. You have to be chayish that there's a pagam in his guyhood. You can't learn Torah on the level of being like a kind gadol and not view the neshama as the ikar. It doesn't work.
So what is that statement then? The statement is inherently flawed.
No, it's not. It's been a clown. He didn't make the next step. You know, the mice when they brought out one of the Asari Arugi Malkus to get killed.
Yeah.
But there was a soldier that he was priced in Nefesh for Klai Yisrael.
The one that jumped into the fire?
No. Now the Gemara talks about how the Queso was held a gathering to discuss the Jewish problem, and his ministers wanted him to wipe out the Jews And there was one of his servants that defeated the Kesar in an argument, and he saved the Jew's life. And the Gemara says that there's in the Roman law books, if you defeat the Kesar in an argument, then the punishment for that is death. So they're bringing him out to die, and they said, "What was it to a passenger on a boat? He's going on a boat, but he has no captain. He has no mast, no stairs. He has no way to navigate." And the Gemara explains that it's referring to the fact that he was still an Arul, he didn't have a bris milah. So he's moshe nefesh for the Jewish people. He wants to join them and he wants to bring himself in, but he's really accomplishing nothing.
He's accomplishing nothing.
Because he didn't have a bris milah, he's an Arul. He's not going to be able to go to the same. He's not going to be able to go to the same Gan Eden.
He's actually Jewish.
No, he was a Roman soldier. So as they were taking him out to kill him, he fell on his sword, and he gave himself a bris milah. And then when they killed him, they killed a Jew, a Kiddush Shem Shemayim.
He wasn't a gear though. There was no tefillah.
You know what? You give it to him.
There's a covenant with God. Geirus requires tefillah, it also requires milah. The milah chelik is making an unbreakable covenant with God. He's not necessarily Jewish afterwards because they killed him before he was able to do the other things. But he definitely had a bris milah. He fell on the swords. And then he went into Elam Haba. So you have in your kasha. There was no tefillah. There was no three. Who said there was three dayanim there? So he wasn't Jewish. He's not a pashtun guy.
Afterwards, he fell into
a necklace. I'm saying he's not a pashtun guy. He's a guy.
He drank.
He's a borderline Jew. But a guy that's a real guy lemahadrin, a guy with all the hechsherim on it, there's no shaykes to Torah. Ain't Torah. There's chacham v'gayim, there's no Torah v'gayim. Malkus v'tzorah v'gayim, ain't Torah. L'kaka Malkus. Hey, my Yivanu. They opposed the Torah of the Yidden. Moshe's buying in Zeh. V'zeshu Adonai, Malkus v'shish, Azeshu Daimel Enamer. They look like a leopard or a panther. V'zeshti Azbi Yaiser. A panther or a leopard are very brazen. You try and stare it down or throw a cloud of dirt at it. They don't run away. They're like cats. They're almost like cats. Cats are very big and tough. You can't get them to go. Some of them have spectacles around their eyes. Kizostia ki azbiyesa. A leopard. Remember the feline families. They're very brazen. Kamosha amahavi askanamar. That when he's doing avodah Hashem, he's supposed to be brazen like a leopard. Don't be in the spall. Don't be embarrassed. Vizosia midah sheyachas al Hashem bukan al chachma. Also, you need this midah in order to acquire wisdom. Because it says, lo bai shalaymed. It's a Mishnah. Someone who's embarrassed is not going to learn because he's going to be afraid to ask. He doesn't want to speak up in front of people. V'lokach. Midas Yisrael Hu'azus. Klaiso has the same midah as the Yivanim. K'mesha'am b'sex b'etza. Tana m'shmeder. Meir, b'fneiman it detail Yisrael. Why did God give Klai Yisrael the Torah? Give it to someone else. Or don't give it at all. And the Gemara answers, Mishan Azan. Because they heard that she's Az. That's because it could, So the Azus of the Kabbalah Torah was given to Klai Yisrael is connected to the Azus by the Umbais.
Don't we have Busha also? No one of our meetups.
Azus and Busha are not necessarily unrelated. It's the ability of being very strong and being able to hold back. It takes strength. Alright, so you have the Kayak Maguf, the Kayak Nafshi, and then you have the Seichel. This is the melech of all of them. Is the kayak nafshi, because that has a kayak of shlita. It's like it's given power to rule over the other ones. The kayak nafshi in this world, and the kayak nafshi in this world, that would be bavel. Then you have the kayak beguf. That's parsa madai. And you have, the seichel, and that's yavod. That's the old trying to bring us back. That is the chalakim. So I was trying to match it up the same way they matched it up today. It doesn't work. Alright, let's do it this way. Okay, you have. Seichel is Yavan, Kayak Nafshi is Bavel, Parasamada is Kayak Beguf, and Edom is all the Chalakim together. Kinatai Mekavayt, so Kina is Kayak Nafshi, Taiv is Kayak Gufni, and Kavod is Seichel. The Seichel, even the Seichel wants Kavod. The stomach doesn't want Kavod, what can you do with Kavod? So we said that
Zavorazara.
Gila Raisa Shvikas Damim. So Gila Raisa is Kayach Baguf. Shvikas Damim is Kayach Nafshi. It's Kina, right? And Avodah Zarah is Keneged the Sechel. Because Avodah Zarah is Mamish Lamala, not Makusha to Guf. These are all the Chalakim. And he says the Bavel is Avodah Zarah. Parasha Madai is Gidarayis. And Yavan is Shvichas Damim. What?
Oh, it doesn't seem to fit.
Yes, this is the
Shem Yishmo.
This is the Shem Yishmo.
Who?
Shem Yishmo says Bavel. Bavel. Is a Avodah Zarah. Because the Nebuchadnezzar made everyone bow down to his image. Probably somebody is Gil Arias, because Akashverus had a Mishnah with Gil Arias. And Yavin is Shukas Damer. That's the parallels. You know, if Bavel is...
Yavin makes a lot of sense.
Okay. But if Bavel is Avodah Zarah, so Bavel is covered. Then Bavel is going to be Sechel.
Why does Avodah Zarah have to be Sechel? Maybe it's just... That's the point. It's not Sechel.
Animals don't worship Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is something only a human being with a Sechel will do that.
Maybe the type of Avodah Zarah doesn't come from Sechel.
The bubbles of Avodah Zarah. And according to Maral, bubble would be Shrikas Dhamma. Okay, so it's not the same as the Shem Yishmo. Doesn't work out. Let's say it.